We wrote out to parents in July to confirm with them that we would be ensuring that the uniform policy is adhered to, and that if children weren't in perfect uniform when they arrived today, they would be sent home. The majority of our parents are pleased with that. They feel that this school needs to be better for their children, and I've had several parents today who have said to me how pleased they are that they can see that actually we want to be different, we want to be a school that they can be proud of sending their children to.
There's clearly a lot of parents who aren't in that situation.
There's a minority, vocal minority, but there's a minority of parents who are not happy with that. And I understand that it's inconvenienced parents, and it isn't, it's not, I don't wish to inconvenience parents, I clearly don't want to upset my parents. However, I am the head teacher of this school, and want this school to be a school that I can be proud of, and every single child in this school can be proud of. The reality is that our children have not been getting the education that they deserve. And I, with my staff team, are absolutely committed to making this a school that Thanet can be proud of and every single parent and child can be proud of. And part of that is wearing the uniform with pride. It's wearing the uniform in a way that says, actually, I want to be part of this school and I am part of this school.
So how many children would you say have been affected today? About how many have been sent home and asked to...
I would say we've sent about 50 home in the first instance. We've had at least 20 of those back with the uniform sorted.
Do you know who called the police? Was it parents or?
No, we have a PCSO on site to help manage where we needed, and the police were coming past and dropped in to help us to encourage parents to go home and get their uniform sorted. Because clearly, we've had parents here for 2 hours when actually they could have popped home and got things sorted in that time.
I mean, how strong have the protests been? I mean, I've heard reports that, a lot of people have been sort of shouting and swearing and getting quite heated about the situation.
A very tiny number. I mean, our parents are great people who want the best for their children. There's a few parents who, have lost their temper. But it is a very, very small number.
And I don't imagine you're intending to sort of change policy, or is it something that you're kind of very, very hot on that you think?
Absolutely. I've been a senior leader in schools in Medway and in Lewisham and in Hounslow, and in all cases, actually solving these things is a big part towards solving the bigger things. We need children to behave in a way that makes sure that every single child can learn. And the reality is that isn't what's been happening. Equally, I recognise the other parts of where the school needs to get better, and we're on a journey to take the school to excellence, and that's what we're committed to.